Hello and welcome to a new episode of Sexy Stories. My name is Chantelle Otten and I am your host. Today we actually have a story from an anonymous source, so I am going to call him John. John, thank you so much for sending this in. And for anyone who is listening, just remember that this podcast is not for little ears, as it does contain sexual references. Now, I think it's about time that we get into it. After spending a long morning in a fairly dull but polite conference meeting, I was looking forward to getting outside for a stroll in the sun. We had a pretty generous 2-hour lunch break, so I'd spent much of the morning considering how far from the meeting venue I could get before having to turn back. Much of the remainder of the past 3 hours had been spent fantasizing about the incredibly sexy woman sitting beside me who was chairing the meeting. The way she spoke and directed proceedings stirred something in me. There was an air of dominance that emanated from her that put delicious images in my head of her also dominating me. Sitting there in her formal black dress, telling surgeons what was planned ahead for them, I could certainly imagine her telling me exactly how she wanted me to treat her delicious body. My eyes scanning her curves each time she would get up from her seat, wondering what kind of underwear, if any, she was wearing. I imagined a very simple, barely there, black matching set of thong and a soft, skimpy bra to cup those perfect, perky breasts. I'm sure she caught me on more than one occasion staring at her breasts, wondering if I could just make out the outline of her nipples. God, how I wanted to tweak and suck those nipples. We made eye contact a couple of times, and I darted my gaze away, anxious that her intense stare could somehow read my filthy thoughts about her. I'm sure the whole table wondered why I remained seated at the start of morning tea, pretending to write some notes, but secretly trying madly to stop the throbbing of my obscene erection, straining at my trousers under the table. It was her fault. I tried thinking of boring topics, but my mind immediately returned to fantasies of her bending over to take off her trousers, showing off her incredible ass, preparing to bounce on my lap. I could tell that she knew. Oh, she knew exactly what she was doing to me, and the look in her eyes told me she enjoyed every bit of it. Before leaving for morning tea, she had accidentally spilled water on her lap. Rolling her hem higher and higher beneath the table, she knew only I had full view of what she was doing. As her hem cleared the top of her stockings, she looked at me and, without skipping a beat, began talking about some scientific project. Maintaining eye contact, I saw from my peripheral vision she rolled her dress higher still, waiting for me to break eye contact and look. As my eyes flicked down to her exposed thighs, she quickly lowered the dress and looked away. She had won this battle. She knew how turned on I was and what her body did to me. It came as quite a surprise when lunchtime came, and as I snuck out the door, she followed me and asked if I'd want to grab a proper lunch together. I could tell I must look like a young deer in the headlights, not knowing what to say. My mind yelling absolutely, while my hand in my pocket squirmed to tuck away the return of my erection. She blatantly looked at my pocket play, smirked, and told me, "Come on, let's get out of here." Grabbing my arm, she led me out into the sun. The feel of my arm against her soft breast felt incredible. And when she looked at me with that smile, oh God, I was hers. Stopping abruptly on the footpath, she swung around to tell me she had to buy a few things for her upcoming business trip. There was no question of whether I would join. She simply assured me it wouldn't take long. She was a woman on a mission, straight to the women's wear section of David Jones. I enjoyed being on the arm of this stunning woman. Men looked hungrily at her, and even though she was aware of the attention, she only paid attention to me. My other hand, firmly rooted in my pocket, at times squeezing my cockhead through my pocket to try and make my hardness lessen. With an intense stare, she told me to sit outside the changing room while she quickly grabbed a few items. I've never known anyone to shop so efficiently. As I sat there, waiting for her to return, I wondered what she had planned. That look and teasing during the meeting must have meant something. I didn't want this opportunity to pass. Bustling back into the changing room, fully laden with outfits, she hurled a variety of items over the door. My attention was drawn straight to a very skimpy white bikini and a tiny short dress with a plunging neckline. This was the first item she pulled down to try. "Can you help me zip up?" she called from the stall. I knocked politely and was told to come in. Confident in her body, she stood in the middle of the room, sparkly dress open at the back. My guess about underwear was partly correct in that it was matching. Red, lacy, and tiny, but matching. This had an instant effect on me as I stood behind her fumbling with the zip. As she swept her hair over her breasts, she turned and looked back at me, asking if I liked it. "Very much so," I replied. Bending over to do up the straps of her stilettos without bending her knees, her cheeks grazed the front of my pants. This could have been an accident, but she did it again, this time more firmly. Feeling my semi-erect shaft slide between her cheeks through the fabric of my pants felt incredibly hot. "Okay, next item," she stated and asked me to unzip her. She let the dress fall to the floor. My mouth nearly did the same. That body, holy fuck, absolutely smoking hot. Ass cheeks with red lace between them, legs so toned I wanted to lick them, and breasts I needed to grab. I snapped back to reality as she took a suit from the top of the door. "Thanks," she said casually, as my cue to go now. I went back to my seat to cool down. The look on that sexy face of hers was a look of total control and smugness. I couldn't blame her. She got through the other items without much hassle, but asked if I could help her with the last one. Again, I knocked and was told to come in. Standing close to the mirror, she was wearing the white bikini bottoms and heels, but was holding the stringy top in one hand. "Do you know how to tie this?" she asked, as though I'd seen her naked tits hundreds of times. This was my chance. I know exactly how to tie that. Coming around behind her, I reached to her front and took the bikini top from her hand, draping it over her hardened nipples and back over her shoulder. Taking both of her hands behind her back, I used the string of the bikini to firmly bind her wrists together. "Is this how you like it?" I asked, whispering in her ear. Standing so close, I could feel the warmth from her skin, her restrained hands reaching for and grabbing my balls through my trousers, and began working on my belt and zip. Giving my balls firm tugs, I could tell she enjoyed hearing me gasp a little with each pull. The feeling of her petite hands struggling to get a handful of my balls was incredible. I had to make an effort not to get too aroused and lost in the moment. There was so much I needed to show her still. Sliding both of my hands around, up over her torso, and up to firmly grab those breasts, rolling her nipples between my thumb and finger, released a very audible from her mouth. I brought one hand up to cover her mouth while my other felt its way down. She sucked my fingers into her mouth and began hungrily licking and sucking my first two fingers. I gently hooked the side of her mouth to turn her head and bring my tongue down towards hers. My other hand worked its way beneath the waistband of her bikini pants. They were absolutely soaked and basically transparent. I could clearly see the outline of her puffy pussy lips in the mirror. My fingers exploring down and finally reaching their goal of her sticky, hot, smooth pussy. Using three fingers, I pressed firmly on that hot wetness. She responded with an even louder that made me clamp my hand tightly over her mouth. She managed to undo my pants and was tugging down on my underwear now, eager to see what she would be playing with. Reaching for my cock, I slapped her ass cheek firmly enough to let her know I was in charge here. She gave me a surprised look in the mirror. I think she had expected an inexperienced boy she could dominate, but not this time. Pushing her hard up against the cool mirror, her breasts pressed flat and her face sideways, I kissed her mouth for the first time, her playful tongue exploring my mouth. I pulled away, leaving her tongue out wanting more. Firmly pulling down her bikini to her knees, I used my foot to spread her legs. Pulling her hips backwards towards me, I lowered my underwear to my ankles, freeing my cock from its tight restriction. I pressed it firmly against her, my torso pressing hers into the mirror, my hand reaching down and dipping into her pussy to feel its heat. Grabbing my cock, I slapped it against each of her ass cheeks repeatedly, leaving them red. My cock was now rock hard. All the slapping had it veiny and engorged like a ribbed condom. She was going to enjoy getting to ride this and was grinding her hips back in anticipation. It was time to fuck her. Pulling her hips backwards towards me, I leaned forward, hands still bound behind her back, trying to grab my balls. I lined up my swollen head with her tight entrance. In the mirror, it was the first time she had a glance of my cock. Shiny, purple head bursting and thick, bobbing up and down with my excitement to bury it inside her. "That's a big, delicious cock you've got there. Where is it going?" she playfully asked. With that, I thrust my entire shaft inside in one push. Lifting her onto her toes, I steadied her hips. Resting like that for a moment, enjoying her tightness, I could tell her face was a mix of pleasure and pain, but she wouldn't give up control that easily. I wanted to go slow, but I couldn't. I plowed in and out of her pussy, pumping so hard, my shirt and blazer a mess, my tie loosened for air, my cock like a jackhammer pounding in and out of her pussy. Her knees weakened as her stifled moans rose in pitch. I was now completely supporting her body with her legs like jelly. Like a spit roast, she rested on my cock with upper body being pressed repeatedly into the mirror, her sweaty skin and open mouth steaming up the mirror before her body smudged her reflection up and down as we continued to grind on each other, hot and heavy. I untied her wrists and pulled her body against mine. Without dismounting from my cock, she reached down and removed the wet bikini from her heels. Still fucking like two horny animals, we took a step back and fell together into the armchair in the change room. Whimpering with pleasure, now she sat on my lap as I reclined, her hands on my thighs and my arms under her knees. In the mirror, we could see my balls smacking up and down as my thick, hard cock repeatedly filled her red, swollen pussy. Her back on my chest, lifted and arched, her nipples pointing upwards, begging to be squeezed. She was about to come. I let her knees go, bringing one hand to her mouth, the other firmly rubbing her clit. That was what she needed. Her pulsing pussy sent me over the edge. I grunted loudly as I began to come deep inside her. My hand muffled her moans, but the attendant still asked if she was okay. As her body jerked and responded to my touch, she breathlessly told the attendant that she was fine. All the while, I'm spurting inside her, still raggedly easing in and out, gently guiding her clit through its second wave of orgasm. Breathing deeply in unison, me naked from the waist down, and her in only stilettos, we look in the mirror and see the sexy view of my still hard cock popping in and out of her pussy. "Wow," is all she can say repeatedly. "Wow, I didn't expect you to know how to do that." Oof. We kissed passionately, both of us wanting more of each other. My hands touching every inch of her, just not getting enough of this sexy woman. Seeing her body respond to mine in the mirror was beyond anything I have ever experienced. I was still so hard I could have fucked her again and again. But after being in the change room together for 20 minutes, it was time to go. I could have watched her getting dressed all day. That smirk on her flushed face looked so satisfied and happy at her new discovery. She handed me her lacy thong and told me to enjoy it until I saw her again. I paid for the bikini, and we hurried out of the store. No time for lunch before we had to return to the meeting, but that's okay. She's very quiet in the afternoon meeting. Biting her lip, I can tell I've intrigued her and shown her an experienced side she liked. She kept looking at me with a look of amazement, and I no longer look away. Squirming in her seat, only I know that she is sitting in a sticky mix of our juices. I think we will have to go shopping more often. Well, John, thank you so much for sending in your sexy story, and I hope to get another one from you soon. If anyone else has a sexy story, please email it to sexystories@chantelotten.com. And if you liked this episode, please remember to like and subscribe in your podcast app. I will see you all next time.